Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Hart. Right now, you're watching Jerry Ninja Coach.
It's Friday, and he is Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm still David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, we've been saying on this show for years that sometimes when athletes go on podcasts, they get a little too comfortable. They forget about the microphones and they just say things. Like James Harrison is the latest. He said that after an illegal hit, Mike Tomlin gave him an envelope. Now the Steelers came out and denied that that ever happened. And as people do, James Harrison took to Instagram once this became a big story. And he said that Mike Tomlin has never paid him for hurting anyone or trying to hurt someone or put a bounty on anybody. However, he didn't say that Mike Tomlin did not give him an envelope. He didn't truly deny what he said in the first place. Jalen, what do you make about all this drama from James Harrison?
It sounds like exaggeration gone wrong. And remember, they had a nasty breakup and a divorce for one of their all-time great players, an enforcer, a pro bowler, a champion. And so when he left, it was ugly. He talked bad about the organization and Tomlin and said he needed to be more like Belichick and questioned his leadership. So initially when I first heard it, it sounded like a backhanded compliment because that's somebody I heard him not talk so favorable about recently. And then when I saw Art Rooney II come with his comments, that reminded me of stability and communication. The Steelers organization that have had three coaches over the last 60 years. They heard this news. Mike Tomlin hit him up. Like, that's just James being James. He bugging. You handle him. I'm going to fall back. So the owner did the statement, not the coach who allegedly gave him the envelope. And for anybody saying it was going to be for the fine, it's tough to give somebody $50,000 in an envelope.
Yeah, you walking around with that on a Sunday game day? You just go to the bank? Banks aren't open on Sunday. So you're trying to tell me you're going to the bank on Friday or Saturday taking out $50,000? That's probably not what happened in real life. And again, I think this is just him being a little too loose-lipped on a podcast. But even in the post on Instagram that was a quote-unquote denial, he didn't really deny it. He was just like, well, Mike Tomlin never put a bounty on anybody, but he never said that he received money from Mike Thompson, which is what he originally said, which I find kind of interesting. And he wasn't the only athlete around live microphones that had something interesting to say. Do you remember Bryce Harper of the Phillies? Well, he went on to support Blake Snell while he was on a Twitch of all things. You'll hear the video game sounds in the background when you listen to Bryce Harper support Blake.
He ain't lying. He's right.
He's like, I need my, he's like, give me my money or I'm not playing.
Hey, bro, he's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snow, man. He has a beast, too. The best luckies in the game, bro.
So Blake Snell saying, I'm not playing for less money. And Bryce Harper agrees. What do you think, Jalen?
I think this is when keeping it privileged goes wrong. The dynamics in baseball I've talked about for so very long are so different how they're covered by the media and the public that you can make statements like this that represent such elitism. Imagine if a basketball player that was making $330 million had the nerve to say during a pandemic that he supports somebody else that says that you probably shouldn't consider taking a pay cut during this period of time. Come on, man. I mean, like, this is so very tone deaf. And you know how much I love Bryce Harper. He's an animal out there. But you can't be supporting this. And Tony Clark making those comments, I believe they'll get it done. But do they not realize if they don't play baseball because they couldn't get the bread right, that's going to continue to alienate fans of the fourth or fifth most popular sport in America? Do they not know that?
Well, this also isn't just a baseball problem. This is an everyone problem. This is a global pandemic problem. There is less money coming in, so there's going to be less money going out. And to say that I won't take the field for a penny less than I was initially agreed to, but that you were also agreed to double the amount of games. So you're not going to get paid the same amount of money if you play half the games. Like, it just, it does seem a little tone deaf to me, especially with the millions and millions and millions of record unemployed people that are newly unemployed due to this pandemic. I do think it is a bit tone deaf, as you say. But what do you think about the fact that he's just playing video games on Twitch and then all of a sudden saying something that people talk about the next day on ESPN?
That ain't the place you need to be making multi-million dollar decisions, clearly.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. You should probably focus on the video game. You should probably focus on the video game, Bryce. And now, it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, since The Last Dance has been playing, we've all enjoyed it so much. It sort of re-sparked some debates that we will not have now about who the GOAT is. And it's clearly Michael Jeffrey Jordan. But there's some more GOAT talk going on in San Jose because we're all quarantined in our homes, staying home, staying safe. But these goats broke quarantine. There was like a loose fence at the local goat farm, and now these goats are just walking the streets of San Jose taking over. What would you do if that was your home right there and you were outside?
So I'm not much of a hunter, but that's a time to consider it. This is the time to consider it right there. This is Jalen. The time. You know,
Jalen,
if I want to get my stock up, you know what I mean? If I was
Jalen,
trying to get...
Those aren't wild goats. Those are farmed goats that broke out of their farm. Those are someone else's property. The people of PETA, please, at Jalen Rose on Twitter. Don't
so,
at
do you not
me.
Eat any goat, or how do we use goat?
Jalen, I'm not even going to answer that question. But I will tell you what Kobe Bryant told his Lakers teammates right after this. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose is very, very focused on what we do and do not talk about on this television program. So much so that we made a segment where he gets to decide, and it is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving.
Yes, indeed.
We start with a great story about Kobe Bryant from Jeremy Lin while he was on
the
Lakers. Keep moving
or
hit the brakes. Take it away, Jeremy Lin.
I remember at this time he had gotten hurt and he was out for the season. I hadn't seen him in like a few weeks, and all of a sudden he walks in the gym, and this is the day before the trade deadline, and we're all about to start practice. We're on the baseline. We're stretching. Carlos Boozer's like, Kobe, like, good to see you, bro. Like, dang, like, we haven't seen you in a bit. How come you came today? And he was just stone-faced, and he was like, I just came by to say bye to some of you bums who are going to get traded tomorrow. I remember one of my teammates was just like, I lost all motivation to practice.
I just came by to say bye to some of you bums who are going to get traded tomorrow. At the same time, extremely disrespectful, but also kind of a nice gesture. Jalen, what do you think about this story from Jalen Lin about Kobe?
Kobe Bryant embodied the Mamba mentality. And like the great American philosopher David Jacoby says, you can be mean if you're funny, and you're right. This was both. And Kobe had some interesting years. There were the Phil Jackson years, the make it to the playoffs, contention, win championships. And then there were the non-Phil years with multiple coaches and random teammates where they tested his discipline and his leadership. And I'm glad he never bought into the shenanigans.
He absolutely did not. Now, Jalen. Every time I play pickup basketball with you, you are very focused on what ball we are using. I invited you to my league game, and you go, what ball are we using? Can I bring my own ball? You're obsessed with what ball we use when we play basketball. And things have changed in the NBA, Jalen. They're moving away from the Spalding basketball, and now Wilson will provide the basketball. For those of us that never played in the league, why is this a big deal?
First and foremost, hit the brakes. Shout out to Spalding, because it has taken a lot of families from the hood to the suburbs, put a lot of kids in private school, that started a lot of money market accounts. Forever grateful. I'll just say this. Hopefully Wilson, and I believe they will because the NBA decides to partner with them, doesn't create a rock that's slippery. And the reason why I always complain about the ball, Jacoby, is any great craftsman, if they have a toolbox, when you open it, they're all different. Each of the tools aren't the same. It's the exact same thing with a basketball. They're not the same. That's the rock, the ball, the most important thing on the floor. It got to be righteous. And Wilson used to be slippery. It used to be slippery. Well, you might see some guys losing it off their leg.
Remember where you heard it first.
Especially after
Jalen Rose says Wilson's going to be a little slippery. It's going to change the game in the NBA. Keep an eye on that. Sean Payton has some complaints about the NFL. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Not right now. Not right now. I'm glad he's recovered from his coronavirus, but not right now about pass interference.
We'll keep it moving. Hollywood Brown showed us how he stays in shape during the quarantine.
Did it come to your time
hit
yet?
The brakes on that. No, he did not, but let's check out Hollywood Brown with his home workouts. So he's not just catching it. He's also putting it in the machine and doing it all on concrete. What do you think, Jalen?
That dude is crazy fast and athletic. Do you realize 99.9% of the world at some point doing that drill will trip, including myself, and have strawberries all on their elbows and knees? I wouldn't even want to take that chance. Oh, those hurt. Oh, my goodness.
Jalen, I have some news about Matthew Stafford. Would you like to keep it moving?
Keep it moving or hit the brakes? Because we're going to win a playoff game this year, but we didn't draft
two. Keep it moving.
Jalen, Nate Robinson just said a little something to Meg Thee Stallion on Instagram. Well, Nate Robinson is paying attention to Instagram, like a lot of us are here in the quarantine, and he saw something that he liked, and he may or may not have kind of what the kids are saying, shot his shot at Meg Thee Stallion during quarantine. What do you think about Nate Robinson's Instagram advances?
I ain't mad at him, especially if she's not in a relationship and he's not in a relationship. That's the line of demarcation. As long as that isn't happening and they're both public figures, I understand why he would be enthusiastic about some of the things that she posts and her talent and what she brings to the table is rock fam, and I play with him. So I ain't mad at it at all.
You know what? Instagram has become such a great recluse during the quarantine. We get the battles going back and forth. We get all the content of the athletes like commenting on people's, and then we've got the other athletes going to some sort of exotic shows on Instagram. It has been great. What do you think about a potential Snoop Dogg Jay-Z matchup?
Ooh, really? That might happen?
That might happen in real life.
Two legends that continue to reinvent themselves both have bars. But Jay-Z's in the conversation for greatest rapper of all time. So as people start to dig deeper into those lyrics, he's going to get an edge. But Snoop got so many party records, club songs. That would be a good one. I'd be enjoying that. Who would you rather hang out with and enjoy that?
When we come back. Jalen Rose and Michael Jordan going nose to nose on the basketball floor. We'll show it to you right now.
Give the people what they want.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, sometimes we need you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, take us behind the curtain and explain to us what it's like to go toe-to-toe and talk trash to the GOAT, Michael Jordan, during a game. Take a look at this footage and tell us how you felt in the moment.
Well, you see, I'm still rocking the Pacers uniform. So in 1998, I was a young buck coming in off the bench, getting minutes, and he was Superman. Right now, I'm like, you got to be Clark Kent, dog. You got to be. I need to be getting the best of you right now. You've been retired. You older in the league. I need to be getting the best of you right now. So it's just a little competitive banner going back and forth with the GOAT, Michael, Jeffrey, Air Jordan.
Did you ever feel like maybe you and Michael Jordan were going to exchange blows during that exchange?
I did not feel like that because you got to always consider the insurance risk. He punches me, I get rich. I punch him, that's beefing down. It's not worth it.
Jalen, we have some big news about a film that you love very much. They are in the works of a Scarface reboot, potentially starring Michael B. Jordan. Are you in favor of this film project?
To my little friend, I'm going to have to hit up the homie. He represents the Bay Area, no doubt. I'm definitely interested. Look at us, Scarface in a hot tub. That is such a classic.
I love your hair so much. I think that's the best your hair has ever looked. That's the best your hair has ever looked. Everyone have a safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 4 o'clock. Up next is Dan Le Batard. And highly questioned.
You're going to love me again.